Well, the 4th of July coming up, of course, this Saturday. That means we're going to be celebrating those who serve our country, and we'll be doing it with plenty of good food. Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here to tell us more. You have big plans for this weekend, Commissioner?
Well, I don't know if anyone's got big, big plans as we're still trying to deal with this world we live in of coronavirus. So maybe big socially distanced plans. Yeah. Probably the best way to put it, but I think it'll probably go down as the most unusual July 4th we've had in quite a while.
Isn't that the truth?
You're right. It's still great to stop and acknowledge the founding of our country and the people who did so much that we have the freedoms that we have, but also do it in with a full stomach, as we like to do in South Carolina. So that's one thing we certainly associate with July 4th is barbecue and fireworks, peaches, you know, a lot of July 4th parades. I don't know the status of those this year, but we'll do the best we can in the restrictions that we have dealing with this virus.
Yeah, well, I'm at least going to have some sparklers out there, if nothing else, so I'll be celebrating as best I can. Now, you mentioned barbecue. In South Carolina, there are four distinct regional barbecue flavors. Everybody has their favorite. Sort of give us a thumbnail sketch of those. I always like to be reminded just before lunchtime.
Well, you're right. We do. You know, if you start off where I grew up and lived down the low country, you've got the mustard-based barbecue that real on the sweet side, if that's your fancy.
Mm-hmm.
You move across, going up and toward the PD, you'll move into the vinegar-based, where it you get the right formula. It can clean your sinuses for a couple of days. It's really tart, I guess you'd say. Move up state and all the way up toward Oconee and that corner of the state, you'll get into a little more ketchup-based. Might resemble, you know, some of the Texas mixes that we know about.
Right.
Oh, and I think the Old English District, you know, moving up directly north, got a little bit of a blend between some of those. It's not exactly the red sauces of the other part of the state, but so a little bit of a blend. So those four sauces, people will, speaking of Independence Day, they'll almost fight you just like it's their heritage, which sauce is the best. But heck, I kind of like them all. Grew up on one, but have gotten a good taste for some of the others. So That's the great thing about South Carolina in the summer. Good barbecue, good summer harvest. You know, the peaches are in. The Freestone variety of peaches will start coming in July. Of course, people, all they need to do is go on the website of certifiedsc.com, and you know, you can look at our harvest calendars and see what we have available.
Everybody's got their own barbecue, their own way of celebrating Independence Day. We'll be doing it, as you said, uniquely this year. Commissioner, anything that you'd like to add?
Well, just that I want to wish everyone a safe and fun July 4th. Just be patient with the things we're having to deal with nowadays, but never forget what makes our country such a great one to live in.
Well, a happy Independence Day to everyone. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis, and that's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.